The Taliban strikes back in Pakistan. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. To repay the recent execution of a well-known assassin, a suicide bomber just killed over 10 people outside of Islamabad. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says tensions have reached a new high.
There have been demonstrations, riots, fires in the streets in major cities across the country.
And Christians are caught in the middle. An FMI-supported safe house designed to protect persecuted Christians was recently raided. Believers inside were kidnapped and tortured. Thankfully, FMI's national director was able to rescue the family, but the safe house and everything in it was lost. You can help replace the supplies at missionnews.org.
We're asking Mission Network News listeners to be praying for our national director. He now is getting interrogated by authority.
What if we told you that musical instruments are being used to battle social issues? Creative solutions are the foundation of a unique ministry with an unusual name. Poetis, a combination of the words poetry and justice, engages communities in Africa through the arts. Brad Howell says individuals are then equipped and empowered to make a difference.
The social injustices that have just become part of their life, part of their culture, are starting to be erased. They're breaking those things down.
In Zambia, music academies are making futures brighter for both kids and young adults.
They say, well, maybe I could teach, or maybe I could become a lawyer, or maybe I can go to college and I never could do that before.
There are lots of ways to partner with both Poetis and FMI. You'll find the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. The words penned are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.